A lovely welcome to the podcast series The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. Today, in this episode, I would like to talk with you about six errors to avoid now after you made your first big change in your transformation. And I collected these errors out of, you know, my custom experiences the last 12 years, and I can say, please don't do it exactly like them, you know, because like this, you make now nice steps, you know, you started now this transformation process, and now you would lose, in fact, all these great efforts, all these great results. And that would be a shame. And I want you to prevent you that this is happening to you. So that's a reason why I thought about, you know, let's make a podcast episode about it. So thank you very much for listening. And yes, be excited. All right. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Right, so welcome back and thank you very much for listening also this time to this podcast episode. And today, as I just said in the introduction, I would like to talk with you about six errors to avoid after you have made now your first big change in your transformation. But before that, first of all, to all of you women who sent me and shared your results up till now. So thank you very much. Great job. It's done absolutely greatly. And those ones, you know, who had not had enough time, you know, to doing so, also still, you know, maybe a little bit too shy, you know, to do so. So don't worry. Please go for it. Take a picture and just send it to me. You will get also, of course, right away reaction. So it's not too late for this. And please, I highly recommend it. Share your inner thoughts. So don't be shy. So that's exactly here the area where you can do that and really benefit from it. All right. So thank you very much. And yes, really think about it. It's really worth doing and trying. All right. So what is the first error? In fact, what I've seen over the last 12 years of, you know, working with women, working with customers. And the first one is, in fact, you know, that now, you know, that you have done the first big change, in fact, you know, the first big step in your transformation progress, that you see that, you feel it, and then you stop, continue working on yourself, you know. And I'm straight, you know, when some of my, you know, former customer had done that also, you know, they would have not, you know, at some future point, been wondering about, in fact, why they still have a very boring and one-sided relationship. Why, for example, life did not, you know, show them more and nicer, you know, things for themselves. So that, you know, the life, in fact, is more changing for them. Or, for example, why, in fact, you know, they earned a little bit more, but, you know, the big money is still, you know, they're waiting for it. And this, in fact, did not happen. So if they would have, you know, really understood, you're not doing all these episodes, in fact, that up till now, they just have made, in fact, the first relationship layer they were working on, in fact, then that's exactly what then, in fact, happened. Because they thought, you know, when they made one big jump forward and they get, you know, the feedback and the results, that they thought that this would be then, in fact, transferred automatically to all the other ones. As to all the other topics they have. And that is, in fact, wrong. So the thing is, you just started your transformation. So from nothing, in fact, nothing comes. And I think this is quite clear to all of us. So I'm straight, don't stop now. So when you have done, in fact, your first really, you know, you worked on the first real topic, then really continue going, you know, back to your notebook. One of the first exercises, in fact, we did together, and just open up that page in your notebook where you listed up, in fact, all the names, the situations you were in the past not so super happy about, and you double check them. And also maybe you had, you know, additional ideas, additional names and situations which come up now, and you add them, of course, onto this list. But you double check now when you go and read through this list, and then you just, you know, what is now triggering on you the most that you take and pick exactly this topic for the second time, in fact, you do that. But please don't stop. All right. What is the second arrow? What I saw like over the last 12 years. And I saw also that there were some women, you know, they wanted to progress. They wanted the big changes to happen so badly, in fact, that they started to work on 2, 3, or 4 topics at the same time. You know, time consuming, being faster, progressing faster, and I'm straight. No, this is not smart to do. So really take one after the other one. And here again, you know, the more you actually concentrate on one topic and the more you get into this topic, so yeah, the more you work on it, the better and the higher results, the better quality you get. So be patient and stay really focused also on one topic. And, you know, when I think back about how I started, I can tell you that I started to work on one topic maybe for 1 month. And after that, you know, I took a little while, and then I took the second one. And also this one was more round about, you know, my also like a month. So when you ask me when I have really made the first big change in my life, then I said I took the first 5 to 6 topics, and this took me about 5 to 6 months that I could really work through them. And this should be also for you the target really to focus on, all right? So not 2 or 3 topics at the same time, so not really stay with one topic. What was error number 3? Error number 3 was, in fact, you know, that women started very early or too early, in fact, to do variations of the shown exercises, of the shown tools, and also of the shown methods. Because, you know, maybe they thought, you know, they know what is coming and it's not so difficult, and. But I can tell you that is not really smart. And in fact, you do not know what will come. You learned a lot, tick in the box. You did great progress, tick in the box. But you will not know what will be the new outcomes when you redo the process, but with different topics. That's the thing you do not know. So do it exactly as I showed you should be doing it. And then just observe what is then happening. So with other people, with yourself, with your thoughts, your wishes, and also, you know, how you change, maybe also your behavior. And of course, you take these notes into your little notebook. Because these are your changes, you know, because that is really you. And the more you do that, the more you understand what lays or that is really hidden inside of you. And this is exactly what we're looking for. We look for your potentials. We want to release your inner diamond. And this is really what you need to understand. So help yourself. Do not make any shortcuts. And stay with the shown exercises, tools, and methods. All right? You are not that far that you can make a shortcut. You are not. So, you know, as I started to, for example, learn ballet lessons, as I was, you know, a minor, and I loved it, you know, the tutus and everything, you know, it looked so great and so nice. And, oh, I wanted always to be a prima ballerina, you know. And so, and how did I, in fact, learn this, you know, these techniques? And this is exactly what you can transfer one-to-one to the coaching. You know, the things would we try to show you here with these enabling tools. Step number 1 is always your copy. So you have someone in front of you who has done that already, and you copy the person, you know, as good as you can. And the more that you do that, the better you become in really copying that person. And then at a certain point, you know, you can do it alone, all right? And then you know, do it alone for a couple of you know, for a little bit, you know, for a while. And after that, you then, you know, got up to a higher level that you really can start with variations, all right? And even after that, you can start really to create your own things, your own, you know, dance, your own rhythm, and, you know. But these are, you know, 3, 4, 5 little steps in between you have to do. Otherwise, you're not able, you know, to really see the differences because you are not so far with the progress. So trust me on this one, really do not do any variations. Otherwise, go back, you know, listen to the podcast episodes again and redo the exercises. I'm really not joking, very smart to do. All right, fourth error is that you don't take enough breaks in between your chosen topics you work on, but also in between your exercises, because you want so badly to progress so fast. And I know that, and please just don't do it. Not smart. First of all, you know, when we work, we do really a mental marathon, and this is what you have to keep in mind. Also, when you think this is a very easy peasy exercise for your brain, it isn't. It's because we just leave your comfort zone, we break out in fact, and we try to establish new patterns. And that is, in fact, really the thing which is taking, you know, so much energy, which is really wearing you out. So don't underestimate it. It's really work. And the secret is really, you know, and I can tell you this for sure, because when you start working and you see your big list, and it was with me exactly the same, you know, the big list of your order, which you've written down in your notebook, and you see, oh Jesus Christ, these are 2.5-3 pages full of bullet points which I have to work through, then you think, oh Jesus, this will take me, I don't know, 10,000 years, you know, I will never make it. But now I can tell you the secret, that when you once started with it, you know, that you get the first time you need a certain amount of time, and then you take a pause, and then when you do it the second time, you will be a little bit faster. And then you take a pause again. And then when you do it the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, trust me, you will get faster and faster. And this is great. And trust me, there's still so much to come, which we have not talked about. And it is really true. You will see, you know, that your topics and the things which come up, they change so nicely. You will really enjoy it. So don't really worry about the time. Really, you will see that A, you will have enough time, also, yeah, and B, that of course you will progress very fast. Okay, so don't forget about the breaks, don't leave them out. They're very, very crucial, you know, that you really make this pause for your brain, because you do a brain marathon. All right, so don't forget about this. Very important. So take breaks. All right, error number 5. Is that you do not only, you know, you only focus on working and progressing and doing the next topic, and then I'm doing this, and in fact, you know, you leave out the fun of it. And then, all right, so this is also not so good. So when you start, you know, working from one topic and also the other topic, and then you see, you know, the nice outcomes of these tools and these exercises, you know, and when you start, you know, by head and by heart, in fact, what kind of power tool, what kind of power methods I am showing you here, then you really understand, you know, the greatness and the deepness, in fact, of these toolbox. And then you can really start to enjoy them. And this is really what I highly recommend you, because, you know, then you can really start to see them, in fact, as a hobby, and you can start to integrate them into your daily life. And trust me, it is a great thing to do. And it's really, you know, it, by now for me, it really got part of my daily life. In the morning, lunchtime, the way I think, the way how I talk with people, how I respect people, you know, this is just a, you know, like a circle which is getting more and more and more. and it really get integrated in your life. And this is exactly where you should, you know, should head to. So trust me, we just started now with this transformation process, and there's still a lot to come. So you will really love it. So stay in these episodes. All right. Error number six. So don't share your results. You know, maybe in my community, which I'm now building up, also like with me. So when you only keep your thoughts, your wishes, your, you know, things which you're not so super happy with, and your, you know, your progress, then, you know, you will not progress really. These things need to, you know, they need to be shared, they need to be shown, they need to be also accepted from yourself, but also from others, in fact, that you can really, you know, grow yourself. And that is very important. And here I would like to emphasize one thing. I mean, when you share your thoughts, your wishes, your potentials, your experiences, and with one person, this is already super great. But when you can share that myth with maybe 10 or 100 at the same time, trust me, this is even much, much better. And this helps you, in fact, really to integrate these parts of your personality much faster and also much easier. And therefore, your progress, your transformation, in fact, is also done much, much faster. So when you now think about, oh no, I made so little progress, or oh no, hardly no changes to see. Trust me, if you were really following my instructions, then you made already huge, I mean, really huge progress. And yes, all your results can be now already shown. So don't think about this so much, so don't really start sharing them with a known witness, all right? So someone who knows the process, someone who understood what has to be done step by step, and what are, you know, the different things in between. So how do you feel, in fact, first time you do it, the second, the third time, and. Because then, you know, this is really a help, you know, because then you feel really okay as you are. And this is exactly what we're doing here. So be patient, really, and only observe what is then happening. And in fact, what will from now still happen? Because now we triggered off, in fact, you know, the first step of your transformation. But there's still a lot to come automatically without that you now have to do something in addition. And this is, in fact, part of the transformation process. All right. So that was almost the end of my podcast episode for today. And just to sum this up, please don't give up. So don't stop. Please stay focused and continue working on your topics. You will not regret this. And of course, you know, thank you very much also for listening for this time. And I hope you really enjoyed it as well. And please don't make the same mistakes. It would be really a shame because of all the hard work you were doing so far. And of course, if you have any questions in between, just shoot me a message. You always have a free first consulting call, and we have a look into your situation and what you can do really, you know, to speed it up for you when you want, like. And of course, stay excited what will now come also for the next following episodes. And I'm sure you will like it because that will really boost your transformation. So stay focused, work hard, and up to the next one. Thank you very much.